Shalom. Are you now supreme and what you've done? Hasholam. Zimri Haurek Adonai. You Zimri who killed his master. Now, that's your memory. There was Zimri who called, who killed Elo Ben Basha. That's he became his, instead the king. He killed his master, Elo Ben Basha. He was an Ovid of the Zohar. And he became a king for 7 days. Then came Omri and was called out, when he was the general of the army, and they called him as a king. He was a king for 7 days. He says, well, you are a Zimri. There was another case where Zimri killed his master, and see what became of him. Hasholam, you think everything is all right with you now? You Zimri killing his master? You're going to have the same end that Zimri had. After 7 days, he was killed. So she couldn't have said that unless she felt secure with all the people around her. The door is closed. They will defend her. And so she tainted him. She warned him. You are a Zimri. Oh, he said, no. Aisha pointed at the chalon. So when he heard that, he looked up and saw that he has this woman here. By Yalma, he says, me, iti, me. He called to the people surrounding her. At the window, who is with me? Who is for me? Vayashkiv all of Shnaim Shlosha Sarisa. So, two or three officers, the officers of Gizeva, they were looking visible by him. All of a sudden, he saw Gizeva surrounded by two or three of our former officers. And but he says, who is amongst you? Who is for me? So there came two or three officers. By Yoma, he says, Shimtuhu, throw her down out the window, pull her out of the window. I mean, Vaishmatuha. And they did it. Ayas Midome Rakir. And then she was coming down, her blood splattered at the wall of the palace. And I sued him, and over the horses, Vayirmeseno. So then he was on the horse. He was on the horse. And he was riding over her, smashing her. In other words, she came down, the blood splashed, a very horrible scene. Yeah. And so when she was on the floor, he was riding over her. Yerma said, and when you see here the word Shimtuho, Shimtuho means pull her down. Why is there a wolf after Shimtuho? Shimtuho. So when the Mephoshim, the Adak says, Shimtuhu has pulled him down. Pull him down. That was the command she gave Novas when Novas was killed. Novas was killed. And he was killed with stealer. So that means to pull somebody, throw somebody down the wall. Or throw somebody down, stay conscious with him by stealer. So here was an echo of what she had said, Shimtuhu, when it was by Novas many years ago. And now the three deceased the reminder Yale says Shimtu Ho. There was the echo of the word Shimtu Hu, which she said so many years ago. So she was lying there, trampled by the horses, dead anyhow from the fall, and by Yovo he came, wherever it means he went to a house. Maybe into the palace. Vayocha vayesh, he ate and drank. In order to show, just let her lie. She's not deserved nothing. She doesn't deserve. And also, he ate and drank because he had carried out a mandate which was given to him by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he was Yonah ben Amita, I told him, that he will become king, and he is going to destroy the house of Achav. Vayoma, after he had finished eating, drinking something, Vayoma, he says, Pik tu no eswarura hazos. He says, look, pik tu means find out where she is, eswarura. Kolkate means remember, or pay attention, to this cursed woman. That means, see where she is, and to the ruo, and bury her. She's a daughter of a king. Her father was Etba'al Melech Tidal. that was her father, was a priest and a king, Et Bar Melech Yitzhida, Sidon, the king of Sidon. He must have said that with tongue in cheek, because he knew there's nothing left of her, because the boor of Eliyahu HaNavi was that the dogs were even. So he says, let's eat and drink. After him, he said, no, let's see where she is. God will find, when you find her, bury her. After all, she's all the king's daughter, she should be buried. He knew they will not find her. They will not find her. Find her buried. So they went out to bury her. Lamotubo, they didn't find nothing to bury. Kiim Hagugolis, the skull, for the grind, the feet, the kapas of yadayim, and the palms of the hands. That means everything had been eaten up except the bear, the Gulgolis, the skull, the feet, and kapas of yadayim. By Yeshua, by Agidolo, they came back and they told him, we want to bury her, but there's nothing left. They said, this is Ayoma, he says, Dva Hashem, this is Dva Hashem. Ashadiba biyad Abdo Eliyo HaTishbi, in which he spoke to the hands of his servant, Eliyo HaTishbi, Lema, saying, Bechelek Yisrael, Yochlu HaKlovim, Esesa Yisrael. In the portion of Israel, and the meaning is Eliyo HaNavi, when you remember, after Yisrael had seen to it by a mock trial that Noah was killed, and the next day Eliyo Achav, her husband, came. She told Achav, you go to sleep, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Achav then came and wanted to take over the property, Kerem Novos, the vineyard of Novos. And he was there to look over the new property which now belongs to him. There came all of a sudden Eliyo, stood in front of him and said, Arotzachto v'gam yorasto. Now you have murdered and you also want to take possession. He says, in this place, where the blood of his Novos was spilled, the blood of his Eva will be spilled. He says that the Rambam, the Rambam explains it like this. She was in her palace. Next to the palace was the place which Achav prayed at that time, the vineyard of Novos. So the dogs dragged her body to the vineyard of Novos and ate it there. They only left the skull. They tore it up. They tore it up. The skull was left lying there, and their feet and the hands. But everything else, the whole body was dragged to that place nearby. That means the Chelek is Israel. That's the portion. That's the portion of land in Israel. Yochla, Rome, the Saisei. Vahoiso, Nivlat, Isabel, Kedomen, Afnei, Hadomo, the Chelek Israel. That was the Nebuah, he says, which he heard himself. He was there. He says, when he was there, when Eliyo HaNavi predicted this Nebuah, he says that the carcass of Isabel will become like fertilizer on the ground, on the Pnei HaSod. It means like the dogs ate her up, and the fetus of the dog, the excrements of the dog, then were right in that particular place and served as to fertilize the place. But down on that place, the Chelek Yisrael, Asala Yomru Zos Isabel, so they wouldn't say anymore, this is Isabel. She's buried. They'll say, well, here, this is Isabel. She won't be buried. And so she won't be buried. But however, her skull, her hands, her feet were left over. Why were they left over? There are two different midrashim. Rashi brings one midrash, Omru Rabbeinu Shehoisim Rakedes Yifnei Chazanim Biyoteo Brazveo Taskeses Beros. There was a chuppah. The queen used to go out and they used to sing with her mouth, clap for their hands, and dance for their feet to the Mesameach Kosmerikam, the queen herself. Well, that's a big mitzvah. So the dogs had no power to eat. The skull and the hands were touched. Yeah, and the Yalkut brings from Tidib Rabeleza, brings like this, Mipne ma nisharu eino evorim shleimim, why did this part of her body remain intact? Bivnei shem mitzvah kimilus chasodim honor lemeidim mi'zeva. He can learn a mitzvah kimilus chasodim from mi'zeva. Imagine. He beis ha'yisomach l'shuk. The house was near the marketplace. For meis she'over b'shuk. Whenever a meis passed through the street, ha'yisi yotzes mi'pesach b'esach. She went out from the door of the house. Mesalselus b'kapet yodeo. Malechas asur sa'odah. She would clap on her hands from former times. The mace, when it was buried, it was the Mekonenos used to wail, and she was, and they're clapping in their hands. That's why it says in Chalamoit, what women can do, they cannot clap in their hands. What certain things they can do, and certain things they cannot do. She would clap in her hands and walk 10 steps along under the valley. When Isnabu Oleo and Elio Sokolatov, when Elio said the Nebuah, Haklovim Yochu is a Zevel Bechelik Israel, but Hevorim Shikom Lochesed, Lashotu Behem Haklovim, Nitan Likur. He said, Elio made the Nebuah, she will be eaten by the dogs. And that Nebuah came true. The major part of her body was eaten by dogs. But she had certain parts of her body she did chesed, and the dogs had no power over. So here we can learn something so tremendous. In other words, she lost, she's one of the worst women in the whole history of the world. I mean, certainly, Rosha is a Rosha. And she deserved everything that she got. And besides from her punishment, which is mainly in Olam Habo, this is the only punishment that lasts 1 second. In Olam Habo, however, she did give me the Sefer. She did, there's no spirit, she did not say that for her voice amazed, but no such coward. This is the mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs are so great that even the cloth of Yanovi, the dog, it had no power over. I mean, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards even the Rosha for the mitzvahs that he's doing. And we learn here, Onel made him, we learn that he was the queen, and she felt that. A sense of chesed, and there was the last little bit of decency that she had, and she was the queen of Israel. And as a queen, she was not too haughty or arrogant that she would dance in front of the palace and go along with the maid in order to participate in the simcha of another Jew or in the pain and the mourning of another Jew. So this is a mitzvah. But they have no power. This is we learn from here that the importance of the Gemilas Chasodim, that even dogs have only power over something that's dog food. Once you do a mitzvah, Gemilas Chasodim, and you're accustomed to do it not only once, you can do it, she did it regularly. So that was not dog food anymore, that was human. And a human being is supposed to be there. It was buried. Now comes a horrible story, the destruction of the house of Achav. Now Achav, she was born in Beshalmon. He had 70 children. Now 70 children could mean just 70 children. But it says in one place in the Yalkut that she, Izeva had 70 children. He had 70 children from one wife. If you can have 70 children, like the king of Saudi Arabia has several hundred children. No kunst. Have hundreds of children. But the question is from one wife. So it could be children and children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so on. So together that can very well happen. I know also people live today have 70 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So it could mean, that means this disabled as an elderly woman. And she has 70, and Achav has 70 children. They're all in Shomer. Yichtav Yeo Sephorim, so Yeo wrote books means rolls, like the Achashverosh, he writes Sephorim. Sephorim means scrolls, letter, you know, scroll form. Yishlach Shomrom El Sore Israel, he sent to Shomrom, to the generals of Israel. Israel is the it's not Israel. Israel is the Emek Israel, that's the region. And Israel has a Canaan. He sent them to the old, the elders, the generals, I mean, as the officers, the elders, El Ha'onim, and to the guardians, Achav, name of Achav. Achav had appointed for each of his children a guardian, and somebody is in charge. He had so many children, that somebody is in charge. They were called the Omnim of Achav. So he is, he said, Omen, we have in the Megillah, like Omen is Adasa, educator. The king has too much to do, so he gives the education, the upbringing of a child to a person that is called over in the Medrash, and also called his Patgol, Pedagog, the Patgol. That means the king, most of the Melech, Oilo Patgol, means he has a pedagog to whom he entrusted the upbringing of his children. So here were some omnim, elderly people, and omnim were ato, and he wrote a letter. The letter started with greetings from Yeo to the elders, and then the next sentence, were ato now, the Roh HaSeifa Aleichem, when this book, when this letter comes to you, v'itchem b'nei adonechem, and with you are the children of your master, that means these 70 children. V'itchem horeche v'asusim v'yamifzo v'aneshek. And you have, at the same time, first of all, you have the children of your master. And there is horses. There are the chariots, horses, v'yamifzo, and you have a fortified city, v'aneshek, and you have ammunition. He says, you don't have to submit to my kingdom, my rule, that I'm now the new king, you can oppose me. So he sent him another letter. And sent him also, just as we had before, like with tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic letters. He says, when you hear about that, first he told him that he's the king. Then he says, when you hear about it, you are the elders, you are the in charge of the children, and you are the leaders of the army of Israel. You're on a fortified city, you have chariots, you have horses, you have a lot of ammunition. Now you pick out the one who is the best and the finest of the children of your master, the Samte Malkise Oven, and you put him on the throne of his father, and you are fighting for the house of your master. That means I'm going to destroy them. But if you want to fight, I'll give you a chance. You have a fortified city, all the generals together, and all the people in charge. You are responsible for these children, and of children. I'm not children anymore. I'm responsible for the children, sons of Aaron. And you have ammunition. Fight for them. Pick one up as the successor of Yoram and Aaron. And you are the loyal. As a subject, fight for your master. That's what you're supposed to do. So when they got this letter, Vayirum out now, very, very clear. Vayomru, they said, Hine Shnei Hamalokim Ra'om Telefono. Behold, the two kings, the king of Yehuda, the king of Israel, that both could not stand up against him. Et Namad Anachna, how shall we be able to stand against him? Vayishlach Asher al Habayit. Somebody sent order of Vayishlach means actually Vayishlachu, but each did it probably on his own. The person who is in charge of the palace, Vasher al Ir, and the mayor of the city, he also sent. Vaskenim and the Zkenim, Vaomnim and the guardians of the children, they sent him, maybe each individually, or maybe they sent him a joint letter. It says Vayishlach, it should be Vayishlachu, but it means in joined together. They sent him a message. Eliyahu, Leimo, Avodecho Anachnu, we recognize you as our king, we are your servants. The whole of the Toma, Eleinu Nasim, whatever you tell us, we shall do. Lo Nam Lichis, we will not appoint any other king. In other words, you told us, we Atau Penech Et Nasim, but we will not appoint, everything else we'll do, except we won't appoint a king, as you told us. Atau Penech Asay, and you do whatever is good in your eyes. Yichtav Aleim Sefer Sheini Tlein. Now he sent him another message. Send him another Sefer. Imri Atem Ulekoli Atem Shomi. He says, if you are mine, that means you want to be my captain, and you listen to my voice, that means you obey me. Kehu Es Roshe Amse Tnei Adonechem. You shall take off, that means execute, take off the heads of the men of the children of your master. It means I want all their heads. Bo Eli to Eis Mocha Yisrael, and come tomorrow to me to Israel. Israel is the open Amek. There I am the city of Shomron. Came to me Israeli, who b'nei hamelech shivim ish eskedole ir megadonos. That's like in parentheses. And there were 70 children of the king, who the great men of the city had raised them, which means he told them, I know exactly how many are there, which means they can send him 3-4 people, and these are the children of Abba. So the part of the message was like this: if you really need to obey me, I want you to execute everyone and send me their heads. Their heads, a horrible bloodbath, or something. Send me their heads, and I know exactly that you have 70 people there, Ubnei HaMelech Shimon, that he told him as part of the letter, and send me, in the Gedolah here, all of you, you were raising these children, so you're responsible. Now, the sign that you're now subjecting yourselves to me is that you are executing these people. When this paper came upon them, to them, this message in the scroll, they took the Bnei HaMelech and they slaughtered 70 people. They took their heads and they put them in buckets. And sent it to Israel. So a messenger came and told them, they brought now the heads of the Ne'amelech. Make 2 heaps of those heads. They have to be, they were all the Shoim. I mean, there's no question. But he says, put them up in 2 heaps at the gate of, at the opening of the gate until the morning. Which means the people shouldn't be able to get in and out because the Osim is. That the heads were all piled up in 2 piles at the entrance, so you could go between them. You're going into the city, into the entrance of the gate. You have to walk between 2 piles of these dead children. Vahi baboka, next morning, vayese, vayamot, then he went out, means wherever in his from his camp, and he stood there. Vayoma ekolabo. And then he said to all people that came, probably he came, they came out from his tent in his camp, and then he stood in front of the city gate, and the people came out to greet him. So he said to them, Tzadikim Atem, you are innocent. None of you will be harmed. You've done it, you're all innocent. Hine ani koshati es aladoni vayakenu. He says, I have made a plot against my master, which means the king of Israel. When I killed him, me, Hiko, is called Ele, and he who killed all those. Strange sentence. The meaning is, I've done it Hashem Shemayim, and you have done it Hashem Shemayim. This, I did it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do it, and what you have done is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do for you, for Zikim. I've done it, I've plotted against my master, I killed him. And who killed the others? Means every one of you has done the same as I did. That means because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has commanded to U Eifel. Now you shall know. However, Kilo Yipol Mitzvah Hashem Arzo Asetibe Hashem Aves Achol. That not a single thing will fall on the ground. That means not a single thing will be neglected, which Hashem has spoken concerning the house of Achol. But Hashem also is a Shatiba Biat Abda Eliyon. Hashem has now done what he has spoken through his master Eliyon. Which means there was a horrible bloodbath. This is a massacre, Shein Kamo. He told them, don't feel guilty. This is to carry out what Hashem had told, that this is a horrible punishment which came upon Achol, his house, his children, for and his wife, for changing the Am Yisrael from a Jewish nation, a nation of the Torah, into a nation of Avodah Zorah, of corruption, into the very opposite of what the Torah expects, and by people like Achol, who were Talmidei Chachomim and set mitzvahs. So this horrible thing has now been revenged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I've done it not because I like to do it, and what you have done is not, it looks horrible, but you've done it. The word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something, it's going to come true, and so you're tzaddikim, don't fear, don't have any guilt feelings. I did the same thing that you did, and you should know the reason is La Yibal Mitvah Hashem Arzo Shadiba Hashem Abes Achok. In other words, he repeats the name of Hashem three times in order to make it clear that no base feelings, no feelings that massacre in La Yibal Hashem Shadiba Hashem Abes Achok Hashem Ozo Shadiba Biat Abdeliyot. Now the house of Achav, they had some loyal servants that would not give in, so he smote everybody who was left over from the house of Achav in Israel. The whole Gedolov, whom Yodov, Betonov, all his great men, all his friends, all his Kohanim, that means the priests, which are built the Yishal of Zohar, nobody was left over. Nobody was left out. Vayokom, vayova, vayela shomro. And he got up, he came, vayela shomro. This is not difficult, not easy to understand. It means vayokom, vayova, vayela shomro. He came to shomro. Vahu beis eket v'royim badera. And while he was walking on the road, coming to shomro, passed by Beis Eket HaRoim Badera. Now Beis Eket means actually an assembly house of the shepherds. The shepherds are taking care of their sheep. Now they have a house in the middle where they all meet. They all meet and they eat together. Right? They have a central place that's called Beis Eket HaRoim. There he passed by on his way to Shomron. But it says, Vayokom, Vayokom, Vayova, Vayela, Shomo. It means like this. He went to Shomo not once. He was to take care of destroying all the Gedolah. This was just not in one day. While he was walking one way and walking back. At one time he passed by the Egedolah. And why is it mentioned? Because Vayehu Motso es Achei Achazio Melech Yehuda. While he was there, he found the brothers of Achazio Melech Yehuda. They had probably been hiding there. Vayomer mi atem? Who are you? Vayomer, and they said, Ache Achazio Anachna. We are the brothers of Achazio. Now the brothers of Achazio were not better than Achazio. Took a set of Torah, and whenever there was a Shem, he stretched out the Shem, put the name of Avodah Zorah into the set of Torah. this is past time. Whenever Yama Hashem, Shema Hashem Alakema, whatever the name of, whatever the Zohar, put in there. They were the brothers of them. These people happened to be probably very naive. They said, he met them. He said, what are you doing here? They were probably resting in the base lake of the Horn. He said, what are you doing there? He says, we come to visit our brothers, the Bnei HaMelech and Bnei HaGvira, the children of the king, and the children of Gvira, they're called Izela, the mistress, the children of the mistress. Yomer, when he saw that now, Mina Shemai, they come from Yehuda, and he wouldn't have not invited Yehuda to destroy the children of Ahasuer, the brothers of Ahasuer. He would never have gone there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them that they come there. They were very naive, they haven't heard about anything. They traveled from Yehuda, visiting their mishpocha in Shomron. So on the way to Shomron, he meets them. Yomer, he says, Tiv Shumchayim, grab them alive. And they trapped them alive, by Yishpotum and Baal Beis Eken. And they slaughtered them at the cistern of the Beis Eken. Aboim Ushnaim Ish, there were 42 people. Ahisha Ishmael, and a single one was left over. So here was the execution of the leftovers of the house of Ahasuer, and then the leftovers of the house of Ahasuer. Ayelach Misham, when he went away from there, Ayimtso es Yehonodov ben Rechov Mikrofa. He finds Yehonodov ben Rechov, a very interesting character. We have him here, we have him in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu is already his children. The Rechabitim, children of Yehonodov. This Yehonodov ben Rechov was a great Talmud Chacham and a great Tzaddik, and he was a descendant of Yisrael. The children of Yisrael became members of the Sanhedrin one day. The children of Yisrael, they became wonderful Jews, idealists. They were first of all a big Talmid of Chachamim, and secondly, we see from Sefer Yirmiyahu, when the Jewish state, the Yehuda, the state Yisrael was already destroyed by Asher. But then the state of Yehuda was existing for a long time. Till the Chum is a Mikdash. But then that state really became so corrupted, there was a group, the Menei Recha, Yanosu, Yanosu Ben Recha. These were children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. They said they will have nothing to do with the rest of the Jewish people. They formed a special group, like a sect. And they, in order not to be dragged into this quagmire of averas and destruction, which finally come over the Eretz Yehuda. So in order to separate from society, they lived like Bedouins. I said, they lived like Bedouins. And in tents, not anymore in cities, because they want to have nothing to do with it, because they're all about averas, they want to keep themselves pure. So here, that was the forefather, Yarnodav and Rechav Likosa. Why were Achayu? And he greeted him. Ayoma Elov Hayesh es Levovko Yosha Kasha Levovi Levovko. In other words, he says, do you feel to me as straight as I feel towards you? Which means I've done a mitzvah. I did something terrible. Mass executions, massacre, murders. But I did it in the Shem Shemai. Now you are tzaddik. Do you have the same feeling about me as I have you? I hold you for a tzaddik. What do you hold of me? So he greeted him and said, Hayesh es levov for Yosha, kasher levov im levov. Is your heart Yosha with me as my heart is Yosha with you? Ayomei Yehonodov. Yehonodov says, Yesh. Yesh. Vo Yesh. Now here, some translate that, Yesh vo Yesh. Yes. Yes and yes. The word yes is the same as yes. Indeed, yesh v'yesh. Shnoi sedecho, then he said, give me your hand. Vayiten yodav, and that means Yehu said, give me your hand. Vayiten yodav, and Yehonodav gave him his hand. Vayaleo elav el hamakovo, and he pulled him up on the chariot. Then he was sitting on the chariot, and he was walking Yehonodav, and he greeted him, standing his hand out to him, and says, Are you with me as I am with you? He says, yes. He says, come up with me. And he give me your hand, and he pulled him, that's a sign of special honor. He pulled him, sit right next to me. He's the king. He's right next to me on the chariot. However, when you look in the drop, in the gina, if I'm one yesh, is separated from the other yesh. So he couldn't properly translate yesh for yesh. So the translation must be like this. I says, are you, is your heart a yesh, it's a vocal, is your heart as feeling as straight towards me as I'm feeling towards you? He says, Ayomi Yonodov, yesh. He says, so says Yehu, bo yesh. If this is the case, no, it's your turn. If this is so, then give me your hand. Ayitin Yodov Yonodov gave the hand. And Yehu took him upon Malamato. By Yoman, he said, "Lecho iti, go with me. You are go with me. Urei bekinose l'Hashem, and see my jealousy for Hashem, because he had to do something else. He destroyed all the Baal's priests. Yehu restored them to be completely the whole worship of Baal, Asherah, and all the Nevi'a Baal, all the priests of the Baal, all were destroyed by him. He said, ride with me. See me, watch me carrying out Kinosel Hashem. Hayakivu also berichbo, Hayakivu also berichbo, and they drove him. That means whoever drove the chariot, they drove him in his chariot. That means they drove Yonodov in the chariot of the king of Yehu. Vayova Shomro, he came to Shomro. And he came again to Shomron. Everybody that's left over of Achov to Shomron, Atishmido, until he completed this project. We had that already. But we had to tell a story in the meantime. That first we told him that he destroyed everybody. Then he said, while he was coming and going to Shomron, on the way he met Yonodov, and then he took him along to Shomron. Kidva Hashem Ashadiba El Elio. And he did it at Hashem Shadiba El Yo, all not for any vengeance. He didn't enjoy the job. He wasn't like this, that he was he was only Kidva Hashem Shadiba El Yo. Now, wait, I have to say something else. You find in Medrash HaGadol something interesting. In Yirmiyahu, Yonodov is never spelled Yahonodov, only Yonodov. The hay is taken away. The hay is taken away. Like your Ephron, the wolf is taken away. There's a reason. When Benner says Yahoram and Yoram, always has a reason. I don't know the reason. The horsemen don't tell us. But sometimes they tell us the reason why there is a hay and hay taken away, and hay is the word is spelled with a hay, without a hay. Yonodov in Yom is always without a bow. Without a hay. Yonodov. Here it's Yahonodov. State in Medrash HaGadol. Yonodov kiven shen nishaba in Yehu mono memenu aus alef. And that means since he became friends with Yehu, they took away the hay. One letter of his name was taken away. He shouldn't have done that. Yehu was carrying out, so far Yehu was very good. I mean, he did something horrible, which he had to do. And we don't understand the question why the Torah wants this to be done to people, maybe to emphasize the wrong that was done. We don't know. But Yehu had to do it. But Yehu eventually, at the end, Yehu was not, didn't turn out the way he's supposed to do. But he should have done a whole job. There was, besides the Baal and Asherah worship, there was something else. There were two temples of golden calves of Jehovah. And he let them stand. With all his jealousy, all kinosis Hashem. And he took him, this great tzaddik in his chariot, because in order to say that you should stand right next to me, I shall only mean Hashem Shemayim. So what happened? Some later he destroyed all the Baal's priests. We cannot learn it today. Rak in only one thing. The temple which was built by Jehovah for the Baal in Dan and Beersheba, and in Beis Hel and Dan, that temple still existed. It didn't do anything. And Jehovah didn't do anything about it. So they, with all the tzitkas, it's of course a Yemir take the hay out of the name. Still not, also not measuring it. Rachomim give great credit to the tzaddik, to anybody, for the slightest mitzvah. But at the same time, if you do something wrong, there's immediately the reaction. Don't forgive the wrong because of the admiration for the good that somebody's doing.
Today we have only a short shiur, but you don't want to miss it. Says the imposer of the test, Vayikvot Yehu, Kol Ha'om, Yehu, so gather together all the people, Vayoma Aleim, and he said to them like this, Achov, Ovat Es HaBaal Me'ot, Achov has served the Baal a little bit, Yehu Yavdenu Harv, Yehu will serve him very much, a lot, which means Yehu was spent on destroying the Baal's worship. In order to get all the worshippers of the Baal together, he used this ruse, this subterfuge, and he said like this, after he had destroyed all the leftovers of the house of Achov, now he wants to destroy all the worshippers of the Baal. That was his mandate. Now he, of course, nobody had a right to take their lives unless he was commanded to do so, and he did it to Shem Shammai. So the question is, was it right or was it wrong the way he did it? Of course it was wrong, but he meant it well. The Hatzor, he says, Kol Neviyah HaBaal, he says, all the prophets of the Baal, the Kol Ovdov, and all those that worship the Baal, Kol Kohanov, all his priests, Kiro Eloi, call to me. That means everybody should come. Isha Lipoke, nobody should be missing. Kizeva Chuda Lila Baal, I should make a big slaughter for the Baal. Because it's very ambiguous what he's saying. He made a big slaughter for the Baal. That's what they meant, a sacrifice. Kol Asi Yipoke Lo Yichye. Now, anybody who is missing shall not live. Because it means by penalty of death, any worshipper of the Baal must come. The Yeo also be'okvo, and Yeo did all this be'okvo. Now, okvo means a trick. We have Vayakveni Ze Pamoye. Eko means a heel. He did it like walking back on your heel, round about way. Now, the posuk tells that to us, according to the Gemara, as a condemnation of Yehu. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it says in Sanhedrin that on one hand, Tzadik Rabahav, he was a great tzaddik. He wanted to carry out the way of Vilna Fakodesh Bohu. And at the same time, at the end of the chapter, we find Yehu Lashoma Lolechas Betzalas Hashem Rakei Yisrael Bechol Nebuma. He didn't keep worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his heart. Laso Me'al Chatos Yehova. He still did not abandon the sins of Yehova, which means the worship of the golden calves in the north and the south of Israel, Beisel and Don. So the question is why? Why, after he was such a tzaddik, so why did he not give up the worship of Yehovah? So the answer in the Gemara is, my gomole, what was the cause? Oma Abaye, Gris Gerusel Isfasayim. There is a covenant which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made with the human lips. You say something wrong, you got to pay for it. You can't, even if you don't mean it. You say it, it has an effect on you. That's a bris gruesome suicide. That's why a person should be so careful with his lips. Shenema Achov Ovat HaBaal Me'at Ve'yeo Yavdenu Harbe. He said, Achov served the Baal a little. And now I'm going to show you how to serve the Baal. This is going to be now real worship. So, which of course he didn't mean.